Jefferson felt that the evils of war are great in their endurance, and they have a long reckoning for ages to come.
Bill Barker is a character interpreter at Colonial Williamsburg in Virginia. Every day, he goes to work in knee breeches and buckle shoes and plays, or in the language of the Living History Museum, interprets Thomas Jefferson. As a founding father, Barker hears all kinds of questions, but he says that recently the tone of the questions has changed, that the war in Iraq hangs in the air. Last week, Barker got a question he'd never heard before. This is Bill Barker's NPR War Diary.
I have been working at Colonial Williamsburg for a good 10 years, and I find that most questions that are put to me in the person of when I'm in the person of Thomas Jefferson, I can either answer or direct to something that I do know that can help with the answer. But last week I got a question that I've never been asked before, and that was by a young girl about 7 or 8 years old. She had sort of tawny hair and very bright blue eyes, I remember, and she just looked at me squarely in the face, and with her hand up, I said, "Yes, dear," and she said, "Mr. Jefferson, what do you tell someone who is going to war?" And I just stood there speechless, and I realized here's a question through the ages, and how do you answer this? How would Mr. Jefferson answer this? Because Jefferson was someone who said he abhorred war, and he viewed it as the greatest scourge of mankind. And here's a little girl looking at me innocently, with perhaps a member of her family going to war, and I was speechless as to how to answer her, and yet realized, well, a founding father must certainly attend to these questions, as you should all. And I said, "Dear, just know that we are with those who go to war, and hope that they will not forget us, for we certainly don't forget them, and hope that they will return to us as soon as possible." But we're going through an experience right now. We're going through a course of history that I don't think has really been taken before in our nation's history. And to say what Jefferson or any other of the founding fathers might say to our present experience is very difficult. And I don't think we really can apply the experience of our past with this present experience.
A War Diary from Bill Barker, the Thomas Jefferson interpreter at Colonial Williamsburg. For more NPR War Diaries, go to our website, npr.org.